This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Pakistan has confirmed for the first time that U.S. military personnel are on its soil. U.S. troops have arrived at least one Pakistani airfield. They're there to support the U.S. strikes on Afghanistan. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the Pentagon. Steve, what are the U.S. troops doing there?
Bob, Pakistani government spokesmen say that the U.S. troops are providing logistical and intelligence support for the military operations in Afghanistan. And that's consistent with statements that Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has said over the last few weeks. He's always said that U.S. troops would be allowed to perform some kind of logistical function. And that's, now that you think about it, a wonderfully flexible military term, because what logistics troops do is support combat operations. And a number of elliptical statements that Pentagon officials have made over the last couple of days make a little more sense to me now. One official said earlier this week, we're in this for long sustained operations, and when you're doing that, the first thing is to get the logistical pieces in place. And we've now been told that sustained operations likely will include, although not certainly will include, the use of special operations forces, limited numbers of ground troops. And now we know one more place from which those troops would have the capability to operate if the U.S. decides to order them to do so.
And the value of using these bases, less fuel use, obviously.
Absolutely. They're a lot closer to the targets of at least one base where U.S. planes have been seen landing is in southern, is right across the border from southern Afghanistan, close to the city of Kandahar. That's considered the headquarters of the Taliban government that the United States is striking. And some of the rumored hideouts of Osama bin Laden, by the way, are said to be in that same region. I should mention, though, that special operations forces are not necessarily the only things that U.S. troops might be doing there. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this week that humanitarian missions, he hopes, will eventually be conducted on the ground, that the U.S. will be trying to deliver food to Afghan refugees on the ground as well as dropping them through the air. And many Afghan refugees are in the south along the border with Pakistan. Also, intelligence operations, the United States has made it clear that they're engaging in covert operations to try to turn Taliban leaders against each other. And, of course, you can mount those operations from Pakistan as well.
It appears the air raids were more intense overnight.
Yeah, U.S. officials say they're finding more targets. On Wednesday, they struck just six targets throughout the entire country, Bob. But today, military officials tell us that that number will increase. We do not have a precise number, but the attacks have intensified from the day before. We're told that the U.S. is using fewer and fewer cruise missiles, which you can send against fixed targets, targets that don't move. They're taking more and more bomber runs and sending more strike aircraft instead against mobile targets, which means ground forces. And they're using some heavy weaponry. On at least one occasion, they've dropped a 5,000-pound laser-guided bomb.
How does the Pentagon measure the effectiveness of the raids?
Well, this is not glamorous work. We've been told about some high-profile targets, leadership targets, they call it, such as the homes of Mullah Omar, the Taliban leader. But they're also targeting more mundane things. The Pentagon tells us that they spent a couple of days bombing a tank maintenance facility near the city of Mazar-e Sharif, the theory simply being that the Afghans, the Taliban, has ancient Soviet-era tanks. So if you blow up the maintenance facility, eventually all the tanks will break down. So it's simple things like that.
And a memorial service today at the Pentagon.
Absolutely. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and President Bush will speak to people today on a parade ground here, and they certainly have not forgotten the 189 people who died in this building on September 11th, 1 month ago today. I was walking through a hallway on the way into the building today, Bob, and 189 obituaries are posted on a bulletin board where thousands of people will see them as they walk into work every day.
NPR Steve Inskeep at the Pentagon.